This KZUM podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you. Help KZUM continue to grow by donating online at kzum.org. And don't forget to follow us at twitter.com/KZUM radio.
You're on the top of Lincoln with Tanner Odell right here on KZUM.
Hello there, and welcome back to the Top of Lincoln. I have two great guests here with me tonight on KZUM. Welcome, guys. It's Randy Bretz and my favorite billboard person, Susan Stiebel. How's it going, guys?
I love that. Yeah. They said I was like the mother of the neighborhood around South
you?
Street. Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah, how does
perfect.
Anybody see it? South Street's been closed for so long. I don't drive on it anymore.
Well, I always see you on my way to Open Harvest.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There
yep.
you go.
And I go there. I go there too much too. So,
well, I don't know about Susan, but I'm glad to be here. Are you glad to be here?
Sure,
of course.
See Tanner.
I'm glad to have you guys here. This is perfect. Now, TEDx Lincoln. If you didn't go last year, you definitely want to find out some more information about it. That's why these guys are here. We're gonna have a fun show, just giving you the facts. And first, we want to dive into what these two are up to. So, Randy, I know that you have had so much going, you know, before TEDx, but now you are going to completely focus on this as basically your career as you retire.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
just talk, you know, talk about, you know, where you came from, what you're up to, and, you know, your vision now.
The first thing I want to talk about is I have a lot of people ask me, what does TED stand for? And it's very simple. It stands for technology, education, and design. And if you take those three and define them very broadly, it covers just about everything. And it's something that started back in the 80s, before you were around, Tanner, and it was a group of guys and women in California that said, let's get together and invite some speakers to come in. It kind of built on the old-fashioned thing called a Chautauqua, kind of a place for people to come and share ideas and
right.
to kick the ideas around, talk about them and whatever. And it's now grown in 26, 27, 28 years to two major annual conferences, the main TED is. There's the TED Live Conference out in Long Beach, California, and they have a simulcast of that over in Palm Springs. And I had the good fortune to go there this year for that. And they have about 1,000 people show up for that and
wow.
between the two sites, and wonderful speakers. And then there's TEDx or TED Global, which happens in Edinburgh each summer, and that's coming up in July. And again, they have between 800 and 1,000 people show up for that. But the really neat thing about it is you can live in Lincoln, Nebraska, or you can live in Minot, North Dakota. It doesn't matter, because all of this is available on online, TED.com.
Right.
Wonderful, wonderful videos.
And it's free.
And it's free. That's mm-hmm. right. And to me, it's a lot like I read a lot of magazines and good books, and it's just another way to gain mind-boggling information about
right.
everything from cooking to physics.
Yeah, and so. Sleeplessness as well, because I remember when I first discovered TED, I would watch them on my iPhone as I was going to bed, and I could not sleep after that. I mean, it's the worst. You know, you want to watch all these videos, but it's the worst idea to do it before bed, because then you mm-hmm. are just totally,
yeah.
you know, wide awake, wanting to write down ideas.
Yeah.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
exactly. Now, there's so many great people in Lincoln and in Nebraska that have ideas to share. So mm-hmm. this is the whole idea behind you bringing TED to Lincoln.
A little over 3 years ago, the TED folks were getting people like me pounding on their door, so to speak, saying, I want to do a TED event in my town. In New York, Los Angeles, Madrid, Moscow, Beijing, whatever. And so they opened the door and said, okay, we'll let people do this. And the last count I heard, it was well over 3,500 worldwide TEDx conferences. X stands for local.
Yeah, wow.
And so we did TEDx Lincoln last fall, and I've got the license renewed, and we're going to do it again in October this year, October 18th. So, and we've got a program committee working right now. They've got about 20 to 25 proposals that people have submitted. They're going through those, and we'll put an excellent program together.
That's great. Now, Susan, so you have a marketing background. You know, where were you before diving into TED? And where are you now? I mean, you're
my
still...
My rise to fame as the MC of TEDx?
Yes.
You know, I grew up in this neighborhood right here. Went to Calvert Cross Street. Yes, my stomping grounds here. But yeah, I grew up in Lincoln, spent time abroad in Hong Kong.
How many countries have you been in?
Oh, more than 50.
More than 50.
Wow. Countries, yeah.
Can you list them all in 5 seconds?
No. Really quickly. But I love to travel, and part of loving to travel is just loving to bring in new ideas and engage with people, and that's sort of what TED does, too. And on the local level, it's... seems to connect more relevantly even than watching people that you maybe never will meet. But mm-hmm. these are your community. These are your people that you see at the grocery store and in business.
Yeah.
And that's what I loved about last year. It's like, well, I didn't know that person specialized in that area, or they challenged mm-hmm. you to think in that way. It strengthened the community.
I'm sure a lot of people know about the Bread and Cup downtown in the Haymarket. And there's Kevin Shin. And he had an amazing story to tell last year. And I'm not going to tell it because I want folks to... You go to TEDxLincoln.com and all of the videos from last year, including yours, Tanner O'Dell.
Yes.
Yours is on there. And so folks can watch it. But Kevin Shin, that runs the Bread and Cup, a wonderful restaurant in the Haymarket,
told
his story. And it was fascinating. And Steve Keen with Nebraska Global.
Great story.
Shared some really, really interesting things about what it's like to be an entrepreneur in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Well, and they're not always, it's not a promotion. It's kind of ups and downs, mm-hmm. and like Kevin is so honest with his story.
Right.
And they do it in such a short time period, too. So they've thought about this. They're not rambling. It is the succinct speech of their life, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, Jay Wilkinson, a lot of folks know him. He's well-known around town in his social media approach and so forth. He gave a speech on company culture. And last time I checked, we had over 115,000 people had viewed that.
On YouTube.
And so on YouTube. All the videos are posted out there, and that's the kind of thing that happens. And then there's one of my favorites, Desiree Wineland. Desiree lives out in Cambridge, Nebraska. And if you know where that is, it's out near McCook, south of North Platte, on the Republican River. And she and her husband have just a phenomenal story to tell. And she came in and told us her story. So it's not just Lincoln. It's all of Nebraska we're trying to reach.
Yeah, and Desiree, she was on my show, actually. She called in. So there's a podcast of me and Desiree talking.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah, you can find that on TannerOdell.com. She is, you know, a great character. And then I pop into her, like, in random places, like at a hotel in Kearney, Nebraska.
Very good.
I was giving a talk at this conference, and there she was, you know. So, and Ted, we connect when you're at this conference. It's mm-hmm. you know, it's not so serious that everyone's just sitting there just, you know, listening to these speakers. It's, you know, you're connecting with them and connecting with everyone around you and the messages, and you're leaving with something so powerful that, you know, you can go out and you can change your community or change the world just from, you know, all these ideas that people are giving to you in their 15 minutes, their, you know, their talk of their life.
And that's my job, is to really try and connect the audience with the speakers. And then another important aspect is connecting the audience with each other. So we take times, we ask questions, we get in groups, we encourage them to ask questions to both the speakers and to each other and to themselves. So we want this to be an engagement process as well as just watching fabulous speeches.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, last year we had about 100 people in our audience, which was the limit that the license allowed. But it was also streamed live, and at any point in time, we probably had around 150 or so watching live. We had a total of 500 different people that watched all our part of it live as it was streamed. And then all the videos have been put up on YouTube, and we've had literally thousands of views on YouTube. So
hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands.
Technically.
Well, look at the numbers, right?
Exactly.
You can see who.
I'm sorry, Tanner, but yours hasn't hit 100,000 yet.
It will now.
It will now when we talk about it.
Well, and the viewership is amazing. We're talking about a conference that's spread across the world. Mm-hmm. As anything viral? But we know that some of the online viewers were from all over the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we had people in New York City. We had people in Los Angeles, across the United States.
London,
and
Sweden.
And some over in Europe. And I don't know of any in China, but anyway.
Now, I want to talk about your TEDActive experience real quick and how that was, because I know you've told me the story of the, you know, the founder of TED coming out with the Prism, and so kind of speak about that a little bit.
Well, the theme of TEDActive this year was full spectrum.
And that was in Long
Beach? It was in Long Beach, but I was over in Palm Springs. Okay. But he came out onto the stage, and he had a prism, and they had a light shining on it. And the room was dark, except for a spotlight on him and the light on that prism. And it created the rainbow. We've all done this as kids. You know, you did it at school or whatever. It creates a rainbow. And so that's how he opened it up. And it went on for 4 full days. We started on Tuesday and went all the way through Friday evening.
Wow.
We didn't have breaks, of course. One of the most interesting things that happened that I remember that I enjoyed was on Wednesday at noon, I said, all right, it's lunchtime. I want you to find 5 people in this room that you do not know. Go out and get a picnic basket and sit outside and have a picnic with those 5 people.
How cool
so,
is that?
And then, you know, share your lunch, talk about yourselves, talk about what you've just heard, and so on. And so the whole concept was to get people to interact and do things. And they had displays that you could interact with. There was one where you could carve out the shape of a car and some kind of sculpturing work and that type of thing.
That is so cool. The picnic, the whole picnic idea.
You love the picnic.
I love that idea.
Well, I was there on February.
That's right.
I was there on February 29th, Leap Day. So you know what they did that day?
What?
They had dozens of the small trampolines, one-person trampolines.
Leaping.
And they were all around on the ground outside, on the grounds outside of the presentation hall.
I love this.
And
love
people
that.
Were hopping around. You know, some people are really acrobatic and they're doing flips, and others like me just kind of hopping between one and the other.
I could see you do a flip.
Randy?
Don't get me going on that. You asked my family about trying to stand on my head once. And I fell in a crumpled mass onto the floor trying to do that.
It's
so.
Okay. I'm the most clumsy person in my family. Well, I'm the second most clumsy person, but, you know,
okay.
we rank it. But.
So we're trying to figure out now some big wow openings for our theme, which is Nebraska Wide Horizons, Open Minds. Mm-hmm. So
that's a fun theme, too, is the thing. I mean, we're going to be able to fit so many different ideas and so many, you know, life-changing and just interesting talks into that. And, you know, that's the fun. I'm excited to see the wow and the, you know, the really exciting, you know, thing that's going to really reel all of the audience members in. Do you have any ideas that you can share right now?
Well, we don't want to announce the ideas yet, Tanner, but we're welcome for feedback ideas.
I can tell you a few of the speakers that have confirmed that are going to be there. Dr. Steve Joel.
Superintendent.
Dr. Steve Joel,
yes, sir,
superintendent of Lincoln Schools. He's not just going to come talk about the fire or the rebuilding of the headquarters building, but he's got some really, really interesting ideas about the future of education. So
really?
that will be fascinating. You can talk about Mary
Pfeiffer.
Mary Pfeiffer, and she's coming. Do you have any idea what she'll talk about?
I do. She's going to talk about the environment and some sort of revolutionary ideas and ways to think about the environment.
And isn't this kind of tied to a release of a new book?
Mm-hmm. In the fall.
So it'll be
Ooh.
Part of it.
Yeah.
I encountered a most interesting gentleman in Chadron, Nebraska. His name's Doug Butler. He runs a farrier school. Do you know what a farrier school is? Shoeing horses.
Shoeing horses.
There are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of horses all over the world. This is a ranch out in south of Chadron on the High Plains. And he has a professional school out there, and he has people come from all over the world. And it's he has a PhD. He's taught in some fairly major universities like the University of Colorado State, Cornell, and I believe Purdue. But he's running a school on his own. When I was there back in May, he had some folks from, I think, down in Colorado, but a couple of guys from Israel were there.
Holy
so
cow.
He's going to come
in the middle
share
of Nebraska.
Out in the far western. It's
down the dirt road.
You can see
off the highway.
Yeah.
You can see the Black Hills from there. It's that far west, northwest. But he's going to talk. He has a very, very interesting philosophy around education. And I'll give you a little hint, just a tiny little hint. Do you remember the movie The Horse Whisperer or the book?
Yes.
It all has to do with your attitude around the animals. And that's all I'm going to say, just that hint. And then the final one, who is a fireball, one of my favorite people in the world, is Kara Plikanec. And you know Kara. Both of you
yes,
know Kara.
Yes, sure.
And I asked her, she and her husband took a bike ride across the United States last fall. Went through Austin, where you're going to live.
Right.
And I asked her to consider doing a presentation on that. And she came back with something that is very deeply personal. It's about some things that she's dealt with in her life. And it's going to all on kind of this wide horizons, open minds. She's learned a great deal in dealing with this. And my wife, after reading her proposal, walked by me and she said, that's going to go viral. It's going to be fantastic.
This is incredible. It's not what usually you expect.
Yeah.
Kara's a photographer. You'd think she's talking about photography or her journey.
Right. She's written a book. She took the bicycle trip, but she dug deep, deep, deep down inside. Mm-hmm. And
it just gives me the chills.
It will. I think so.
You're going to have to come back from Austin for this.
He'll watch it live streamed.
Right? There you go.
I'd rather come back.
Yeah, I wish you would.
Yeah.
We'll introduce last year's TEDx speakers and get a round of applause for you, so you have to come back for that.
Well, and that's another thing. We do a lot of cheering, supporting these speakers, and lots of them are nervous. They're professional speakers, but just the energy in the crowd, and they get nervous, so we're very supportive.
I always jump. That's what I always do. Before I go and talk to anyone, I always jump. Yes, jump up and down many, many times.
Nice.
It gets pumped up, yes. Exactly.
Susan did a great job last year. She was the MC, not the hostess.
Yeah, Randy wanted to call me the hostess.
She's and I thought, that's like Randy.
That means I'm going to show up with cookies. No, she was a great
cookies
MC.
Cookies would have been nice.
And she got the crowd going, introduced the mayor was there, too. Mayor Beitler was there to introduce the whole thing. And you did a good job getting the crowd really into it.
And after
we took a 1 hour break because we wanted people to talk about what they heard
chat.
And so on.
Exactly.
And after that, you got them all back and you did a great job. Susan.
Oh, thank you, Randy.
Do
you remember the mayor? He said, Mayor Chris Beitler, he said, like, this was one of the most innovative and unique things happening in Lincoln.
Yeah.
It was
with
great compliment.
That's going on
I mean,
in Lincoln,
he was very
he said
supportive.
That.
Have you taken that quote and put it in quotes? And
oh, yeah.
We're going to.
Oh, yeah, I have. Oh, yeah.
Okay, over and over.
I'm glad.
He was great. Yes.
I've invited him again this year. I don't know if he's going to be able to make it, but I'm working on getting onto his schedule.
Of course. Now, one of the cool innovative things, too, that you talked about, I remember, from TED Active was the name tags and the name badges.
Oh, yeah.
So
I kind of got off on that.
Oh, that's okay. You have some fun ideas coming up for our TEDx Lincoln, but talk a little bit about just how the difference that a name badge can make.
I created my own name badge, and it was, 5 inches by 5 inches, roughly, or 5 by 6 or something. Pretty good size. But I went online and I uploaded a picture. And then they say, post 3 questions that will help people get to know you better. So I posted some questions about myself. And, of course, you got your name and where you're from and a few things like that. So all of us at this conference had that big tag. And I, as a TEDx organizer, I had a special little thing hanging on. It said TEDx. So that, somebody could walk up to me and say, Randy, tell me about these trips you take in your little trailer. That was one of my questions. And so that would engage us in conversation.
Right.
Instead of, boy, it's a nice day today, isn't it? Wow, did you sit in the beanbag chair or did you sit in the regular chair? And so it was really fun.
That is cool. So you have some fun ideas coming up for TEDx Lincoln then, too, right?
Actually, we've got a guy, it's actually Kara's husband, Emir, is on the committee. And he's kind of the creative juice that's going to really make some things happen. I've been talking to him, and he's got some great ideas.
Woohoo! We only have a couple minutes left, so, we introduce people to TED and TED.com. What's one talk that just really, sat in your mind that you want people to go and check out?
I printed off the front page of TED.com, and I clicked on the most viewed. If you go there, and click. It's interesting because the largest picture on here in the upper left-hand corner is the most popular one. And it's one that I have always enjoyed. Ken Robinson, and he says, schools kill creativity. I've heard many, many, many people talk about that. And then Steve Jobs gave a presentation, How to Live Before You Die. And that really pulls from down deep.
From TEDx Lincoln last year, though, the besides Tanner's, the one that got the most standing ovation was, is it Bartholomew?
Bartholomew. He was on my show, too. I had him on my show, too, so there's podcast there.
He came back from Afghanistan, and the crowd just went, I mean, everyone was crying. Then they were cheering, and he had this very powerful slideshow with photos he had taken on the front lines and of children building schools. It was fantastic.
That was fantastic.
Before he came home from Afghanistan, it's more to his story than what we can tell here, but he helped build a playground over there, and it is a heartwarming story to hear.
Yes.
So
Randy and Susan are going to totally submerge you into these amazing ideas and this whole TED concept. Go to TED.com to find out more information about what TED is all about, but head on over to TEDxLincoln.com as well, correct?
Yeah.
And then there's a Facebook page. There's all that kind of stuff.
Facebook is TEDx Lincoln as well, so you can find us there.
Perfect. So continue to keep up with TEDx Lincoln. The event is not until October, but for more information, you can follow them. Get going with this whole TED concept because, I mean, it just rattled my brain.
Do I have another 30 seconds?
Of course.
June 19th, which is just a couple of weeks away, we're going to have TEDx Lincoln Salon, and it's a one-hour get-together. We're going to watch one TED video. It's at the Dish downtown, and people can come and just come between 5:30 and 6. We'll be done in time for Jazz in June, so they can run up the street for Jazz in June. And we're going to talk about a very, very interesting TED Talk.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you.
You guys are fantastic.
Thanks,
it's going to be a great event.
Thank you for the brownies that you baked for us. Do you do this for every guest on your show?
I sure do.
I appreciate it.
And I'm going to hopefully be able to fly back for TEDx Lincoln.
Excellent.
Now, for more information, remember TEDxLincoln.com. And for more information about this show and everything that I'm up to, head on over to TannerOdell.com. This has been the Top of Lincoln here on KZUM 89.3. Remember, the celebration is coming your way. I'm going to leave you here with Jason Mraz, Living in the Moment. This is my theme song right now. So go out there and live in the moment. See you next Wednesday night.